The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanan at the bottom of the Amud. Or Shavas Mevarchim Olav, a candle that was Shavas. We do make a bracha Bar Meir Eish on Matzoy Shabbos. V'shloy Shavas, but if it was Loy Shavas, a Mevarchim Olav. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition Loy Shavas? What is the definition of this type of a candle that was Loy Shavas? If you're going to say that it didn't have any work done with it, even malacha that is represented, that it's mutter to be done, and that even such a candle may not be used on Matzah Shabbos, Vatanya, ask the Gemara, that can't be. Because we learned in a Braisa, or Shalchaya, Vishalchayla, a candle that was lit on behalf of a woman in labor or on behalf of a person who's not well, mevarchim alav. So we see that just because the candle was used for malacha doesn't prohibit it from being used for bayir meir ha'esh. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, my shavas, what is the definition of shavas? Sheshavas machmas malachas aveira. It was not used for a melacha that is considered an aveira. And Tanya Nami Hachi, Ashosh Shoshoyse Delechas Velechas Kol Hayoyim Kuloi, if the candle was on the entire Shabbos, Lamatzah Shabbos Mevarchim Alav. So our Gemara is teaching us at this point that a candle that was used for Melechas Aveira may not be used to make a Bayri Mayreish. Whereas a candle that was not used for Melechus Aveira may be used to make a Bayrei Mayrei Ho'esh. The question, however, is that we learned earlier on the Gemara that a candle of an Akum is considered a candle that you can't use for making Bayrei Mayrei Ho'esh. And the obvious question is that Akum are not prohibited from doing a malacha. And if Akum are not prohibited from doing a malacha, why would a candle that an Akum lit on Shabbos be considered a candle with which an Aveira was done when he isn't usur to put on a candle on Shabbos? And in fact, the Taz teaches us that even as we know the halacha is, that if an Akum puts on a candle or a light on Shabbos for his own benefit, for his own purpose, and then we go, we're allowed to benefit from that candle because he didn't put that candle or light on for us. Still, says the Taz, that such a candle we couldn't use for Bayrei Mayrei Ho'esh. And the question is why? There was no aveira done with this. So the Asvim Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on this question, teaches us a very bechidush. He says that the malacha on Shabbos, the issa to do malacha on Shabbos, is not to be viewed as an issa gavra, that I may not do malacha because I as a Jew may not do malacha on Shabbos. Because if that's the case, then there's nothing wrong with the candle that the Akum lit. He not only is not also to do malacha on Shabbos, he's not allowed to be Shavas. He's not allowed to not do malacha on Shabbos. Akum sheshavas chayiv misa. Rather, says the Asvin Daraisa, that malacha is an issa cheftza. Any malacha that's done on Shabbos represents isser. And if it represents isser, we may not use that type of a candle on Matzoy Shabbos for Bayrei Mayrei Ho'esh. However, this is obviously a very big chiddush, and because of this, the Rosh has a very different girsa in our Gemara. The Rosh's girsa in our Gemara is not Shavas Machmas Melachas Aveira, for as we just said, it isn't an Aveira. Shavas Machmas Melechas Avoida. The Isser here is the avodah that's done with the candle. And if the candle was used for avodah on Shabbos, that type of candle cannot be used on Motzoi Shabbos for Boirei Meira Eish, for Havdalah. And the nafka minah between these two pshatim is what would be if a candle was lit on Shabbos for somebody that a Jew can't light the candle for. The example would be a candle was lit for Chayla She'en Bei Sakana. A Jew may not light a candle on Shabbos for Chayla She'en Bei Sakana. An Akum may. If it's dependent on Aveira, so there's no Aveira that was done. An Akum can light a candle on behalf of a Chayla She'en Bei Sakana. If, on the other hand, it depends on Avoida, there is an Avoida that was done with this candle. And if there was Avoida done with this candle, then the halacha is that you can't light, use it for Matzoi Shabbos, for Havdalah. Avoida was done. This is considered a malacha. A Jew wouldn't be allowed to do this. Another nafkamina is that the Me'iri discusses what does it mean that a candle was Loi Shavas. Doesn't mean that the candle was lit on Shabbos and that's why it's considered Loi Shavas. Or is the definition of Loi Shavas, says the Me'iri, dependent that you use the candle on Shabbos for doing a malacha? If we learn that it depends on Aveira, so the lighting is the Aveira. If, on the other hand, the issue is that it was used for malacha, it makes no difference if it was lit before Shabbos or if it was lit during Shabbos. If the candle was used to do malacha, it would be asr. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadiches of Aruch Chaim says, Eim avarcha mal ner shloi shavas. Matzah Shabbos, when we make the Bari Mereish, we shouldn't use a candle shloi shavas. Mimalachas Aveira. Lefuki or shahudlik l'chayu l'chayla. The Shulchan Aruch obviously follows the girsa shenas by melechas aveira shekiven shlohudlik laveira. Since putting on a candle for such people is not an aveira, mevarchen alav. Ava maliko eina Yehudi b'Shabbos. If a goy put on a candle on Shabbos, kiven she midliko Yisrael. Since if a Jew would have done such a thing, however, it would be considered an aveira. L'shavas b'melechas aveira mikri, it's considered that it wasn't separated from aveira. V'ayim mevorchem al er shel oivus kechol. And certainly he says that you're not allowed to use the or of a akum. Interesting to point out that the Bir Halacha quotes a Rabbi Kiva Eger that so far is it usur to use such a candle that if somebody did use such a candle for Bari Meir Heish, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a hefsik. And therefore, he would have to begin Havdalah all over again. I did see from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he questions Rabbi Kiva Eger. He brings rayas that it's not considered a hefsik. One raya he brings from Sfiras Oimer. The halach is if somebody made a bracha on the Sfiras Oimer, and then he counted the wrong day, and he recognizes that he counted the wrong day, and he corrects himself. The words that he used to count the wrong day are still not considered a hefsik. Why? Because since he was in the middle of the mitzvah, albeit that he was mafsik the mitzvah by saying something that he should not have said, it's still not considered a hefsik since he's still in the middle of the mitzvah. And similarly, he brings a raya that let's say somebody began making a bracha, and then he changed and he realized that he should have made a different bracha. That means he started making a bracha, let's say Bari Pri Agafen, and he realized, no, I don't have wine in front of me. I have beer in front of me. That the bracha on beer is shakal niyah b'dvaray, and he corrects himself immediately. We learned earlier in our masechta that would be fine. Why isn't it considered a hefsek? The answer is because we're still in the middle of making the bracha that we're supposed to. So here too suggests Rav Shlomo Zalman that in such a situation that the person made an error, but he corrects him and takes another, even though he takes such a candle, he shouldn't make it's not necessarily considered a hefsek that he should start havdalah all over again. He already made a bari pri hagofen, and he shouldn't have to repeat that bari pri hagofen. The halacha that an akum, that the candle that was not shavas, you may not use, is any time of Shabbos, if the candle was put on, even if it was put on Bein HaShemashos, both Bein HaShemashos of Friday afternoon, and both Bein HaShemashos of Motzoi Shabbos, it's considered a Ner Shloi Shavas, and the halacha is that you should not use such a candle for the Bari Meireish, for the Bari Meireish. In understanding this question of what is considered a Ner Shavas and what is considered a Ner Shaloi Shavas, we really need to discuss a much more fundamental issue. And that is, what is the purpose of bringing a candle as part of the Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos? And actually, not only does this question apply on Motzoi Shabbos, but it applies on Yom Kippur as well. But there are two interesting distinctions that we should note in the Ner that's used on Motzoi Shabbos versus the Ner that's used on Motzoi Yom Kippur. One is, as the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Ches says, or hayoytzi me'etzim ba'avonim mevarchim alav, if you create a new fire on Motzoi Shabbos, you can use that fire for Bar Meresh, but you can't do that on Motzoi Yom Kippur. Then we find in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tof Reish Chof Dalid, where the halacha discusses the candles that are used on Motzoi Yom Kippur. And it says the same halacha, that on Motzoi Yom Kippur, Bevarchan al Or, that on Motzoi Yom Kippur, again, the same halacha that we just learned, that you don't use this candle on Motzoi, that you don't use a candle that you created from scratch on Motzoi Yom Kippur. But it's very interesting, another distinction between the candle that's used on Motzoi Shabbos and the candle that's used on Motzoi Yom Kippur. Our Gemara here in Masechta Brachos on Daf Nun Gemel Amud Beis teaches us, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ein Machzirim Ala Or Kederach Shemachzirim Ala Mitzvos. That even though we're learning we aren't supposed to make a Bari Meira Eish on Motzoi Shabbos, it's only if you have Or available, but not that you have to go look for that R. Point out to Rishonim that on Motzoi Yom Kippur the halach is different. And that on Motzoi Yom Kippur the halach is, one is supposed to actively try to find R if at all possible. The Paiskim, of course, do say that if the fast is over and a person doesn't have R available to him and he needs to eat and needs to break the fast, the halacha is that, of course, he should break the fast and do the Bari Meira Ha'esh later. And the question is, why is Motzoi Shabbos and why are Motzoi Shabbos and Motzoi Yom Kippur treated differently? So the Rishonim already discuss what is the reason we say a Bari Meira Ha'esh, and once we understand why we say Bari Meira Ha'esh, we could understand why Motzoi Shabbos and Motzoi Yom Kippur are perhaps treated differently. The Rashba in a Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Nantas, says that on Motzoi Shabbos, we make a bracha on the Or, for one of two reasons. Either because that's when when fire was created, or another reason, because it's a birchas hashvach. It's a birchas hashvach that we're thanking Hashem that he created Or. But when can we thank Hashem for creating Or? only at a time when the R was still, till now, not usable. And now we can again begin using R. That's why we can make, that's why on Motzei Shabbos, it's the time to make this Birchas HaShvach. On Matzah Yom Kippur, there is no point of making a bracha because the fire was created. Fire wasn't created on Matzah Yom Kippur. Fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. And in fact, the Pesukim say that if there are differences in halacha between the fire of Matzah Shabbos and the fire of Matzah Yom Kippurim, those differences wouldn't be relevant if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. Because then we're not just making a Bari Meira Eish because of Yom Kippur, we're also making a Bari Meira Eish on because it's Shabbos. Only because if it's Yom Kippur alone, we can't say we're making a bracha because the fire was not created, because the fire wasn't created now. So what's the reason we make a bracha? We make a bracha to thank Hashem, but we can only thank Hashem at a time that until now we couldn't have used the fire, and now we could use the fire. If this is the explanation, we could very well understand, and I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef in a Sefer Chazon Avadya paskens this way, that he's much stricter regarding Ner Sheshavas on Matzoi Yom Kippur than he is on Matzoi Shabbos. Because on Yom Kippur, we don't have this concept that until now, that now is the time the fire was created. There are others that explain that the reason we make a bracha on Matzoi Shabbos, on Matzoi Yom Kippur, on fire, is because it's a Birchas Hanenin. In other words, you can't make a bracha on Hanoah that you have constantly. The definition of Birchas, if I'm constantly eating, I don't make a new bracha Rishayna. Only if I stopped and I start again, do I make a new bracha. And therefore, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, where I wasn't allowed to use fire, so then I make a new Birchas Hanenin. On every day, where fire is constantly allowed to be used, there's no room for Birchas Hanenin. The Rishonim that disagree with this say, because we never make a Birchas Hanenin on something that doesn't enter our body. Just like you don't make a Birchas Hanenin on something that you see, because it doesn't actually enter your body, so too fire that you see, a candle that you see, light that you see, you don't make a Birchas Hanenin because it's not something new. So now the question is, if that's the question, if that's the reason, and perhaps we could indeed suggest that this machloikis, if it's a Birchas HaShvach or a Birchas Hanenin, is really connected to the machloikis that we began our shiur with, well, what is the proper gears of our Gemara? Nasis ba aveira or nasis ba avoida? If we say that the word is that it's a birchas hashvach, so if it's a birchas hashvach, we can't make a shvach takadosh baruch hu on something that nasis ba aveira. If the word is a birchas hanenin, and the Birchas Hanenin is only noticeable because you stop and you start again, when is that noticeable? If there was no Avoida done with this. If Avoida was done with this, then the halacha would be that you can't, then it's not the place for Birchas Hanenin. But then I saw that Rabbi Yoshev has a discussion that, as we've been saying, the Paiskim are more lenient with the Or Sheshavas on Matzoi Shabbos than they are on Matzoi Yom Kippur. And the question is why. Says Rabbi Yoshua a very nice svara. He says that on Matzoi Shabbos we say Havdalah. And in the Havdalah we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the Sheish Shimei HaMasah from the rest of the week. When we say that Nusach in the Havdalah, so those words are very appropriate. We had Shabbos just now. We just experienced Shabbos. On Matzah Yom Kippur, even though we do say the Atachon on Tanu, and we do say the Havdalah Matzah Yom Kippur, the words don't have the same strength because Yom Kippur wasn't Shabbos. So in order to show the difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the week, the only way it can be shown is by using an Arsha Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Yoshua is saying, is a Matzoi Shabbos, we can rely on the Nusach Havdalah to show the Havdalah, and therefore we don't have to rely so heavily on the Ner Sheshavas. A Matzoi Yom Kippur, we can't rely so much on the Nusach Havdalah, and since we can't rely so much on the Nusach Havdalah, we must rely on the Or Sheshavas, and therefore the halacha is that if we don't have Or Sheshavas, we should not use it for Matzah Yom Kippur. We should not use a different candle, Matzah Yom Kippur, for Havdalah. So to review some halach l'maisa, both for Matzah Shabbos and for Matzah Yom Kippur, regarding what type of a candle may or may not be used for Havdalah. L'chatchila, we should use a candle that wasn't used all of Shabbos. If the candle was lit for a permitted purpose on Shabbos, for a sick person, then the halacha is we could use it for Havdalah. If we had a candle on the entire Shabbos, then the halacha is that that candle, and it wasn't used in a Jewish home, that candle can be used Matzoi Shabbos for Havdalah. On Matzoi Shabbos, if a non-Jew lit a candle for a Jew, whether he lit the candle from the fire of a Jew or a Jew lit a candle from the fire of an Akum, in both cases, that candle can be used. But as our Gemara teaches us here on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, if an Akum lit a candle from the candle of another Akum, you can't make a bracha on such a candle. But the Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'evid, since our Gemara says it's only because of a gezeirah that you shouldn't use such a candle, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'di'evid, you can use such a candle. On Matzah Yom Kippur, however, we don't use a candle that a Jew lit even from a goy, because, as I said, we have to have a much stronger concept of Ner Sheshavas on Matzah Yom Kippur. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss, as our Gemara teaches us, that the candle that's Ner Sheshavas also has to be a candle that was made lahoyer for light purposes, not for any purposes. The Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, and many other Paiskim discuss that we know that Matzah Yom Kippur, there are many candles that we have in the home and in the shul, but those candles, many of them are lit because of a minig. Some light candles, lezeicha nishmas, relatives who are no longer here. Some light candles, lezeicha nishmas, not in merit of the people who are still alive. All of those candles were not lit lahoyer. And we're saying that our Gemara is teaching us that the right type of candle that should be used is a candle that was lit lahoyer. And therefore, some Paiskim suggest that a specific candle should be set aside from before Yom Kippur, that candle is only there for giving light. It's not for any of these other purposes that I just suggested. And then that would be certainly a ner that was designated to be ner sheshavas, and that candle, therefore, could be the best candle to be used for Havdalah on Matzah Yom Kippur. In fact, I saw from Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaNechagos, Chelek Beis, Simen Shin Beis, that there's a very famous psak from Chaim Oizer that says that you can use even an electric bulb for Havdalah. So he suggests that if a Matzah Yom Kippur, you don't have any other candle, maybe electric bulb that was on the entire Yom Kippur may be better than some of the other candles that you have in your home that you're using, that you could be using for Havdalah, because those candles might not have been Ner Sheshavas Lahoyer. This, a bulb in your room, is made Lahoyer. The problem with following this psak is that not everybody agrees with Rav Chaim Oizer that you can make Havdalah on a light bulb. So, lahalach l'maisa, a Matzoi Shabbos if you don't have a Ner Shavuos, just turning on a new fire is fine, because we light candle on Matzah Shabbos, not just for the purpose to show that we didn't do Melach on Shabbos, but also because that's when fire was created. But L'chatchil, if we have a Ner Shavuos, that may be better than just using a new fire on Matzah Shabbos. And a Matzah Yom Kippur, you must use a Ner Shavuos, but you should try to make sure that's a Ner Shavuos. It was a ner that was made lahoyer for lighting, for giving light purposes.